Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Anne Graham Lotz. We may know her as the second daughter of Billy Graham. She's also an author and founder of Angel Ministries. Life is often tough. We face numerous challenges and hardships. Sometimes we attempt to make it through on our own strength, but there's actually help available to us as followers of Christ.
I'm not sure why we don't fully understand about the Holy Spirit, but I was raised in a committed Christian home. I went to church every Sunday, and I can't remember being taught about the Holy Spirit. He was referred to in church as the Holy Ghost, you know, and he was there in benedictions and baptisms. So it wasn't until I was studying the scriptures for myself as a young adult that I came to know more fully who he is in scripture. And I think many people consider him sort of like an optional extra in the Christian life. We know there's God the Father, and he's like the most important one, and then God the Son, who's the beloved person that we know, and through him we know God. But the Holy Spirit is like a P.S. We don't know what to do with him. Like, he's the least of the Trinity. And actually, he's a full member of the Godhead. And the fact that he's the third is because he's the third to be more fully revealed in Scripture. You have God the Father in the Old Testament, God the Son in the Gospels, and then God the Holy Spirit in the epistles in the New Testament.
Yeah, Scripture calls him the Comforter, and you've really experienced that in the recent hardships you've gone through. You lost not only your husband of many years, your father, and you've been diagnosed with breast cancer.
And each time, the Holy Spirit was right there. And I'm so thankful, Tracy, that as a little girl, I had confessed my sin, told God I was sorry, asked him to forgive me, and I invited Jesus to come into my heart. And Jesus understood what I was asking. He can't come into me because he's in a man's body up in heaven, you know, getting ready to come back, I think, and rule the world. But the Holy Spirit came into me. When I invited Jesus to come and live inside of me, he came in. And then I've spent much of my life in Bible reading, Bible study, and just obedience, just developing my relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So when those events that you speak of happened, the Holy Spirit was right there. I could draw on my relationship with him and draw on the foundation of faith that I had laid. So I encourage people, before a crisis hits, and I pray it doesn't, but life is hard sometimes, to develop a relationship with God, because he is very real and ever-present help in trouble, the Scripture promises. So he has been there for me and carried me through really difficult times, and I feel like I've survived, not just somehow, but triumphantly.
And I noticed you dedicated this, your latest book, to the lonely.
And that was before I knew that 22% of adult Americans are so lonely they have suicidal thoughts, and that it's loneliness is an epidemic among millennials. And I think they live in a virtual world and maybe are lacking personal relationships. And The Holy Spirit has been my constant companion. I felt loneliness knock at my door when my husband of 49 years went to heaven, and then daddy, and then you have breast cancer, and you have major decisions to make. And I felt loneliness trying to get in, but it never came in because the Holy Spirit was right there to fill that void. And for those who may be listening and have felt lonely and have no one to turn to, no one they feel that knows them, understands them, no one they can trust, that's who the Holy Spirit is. He is a trustworthy, constant companion who not only is able to give us wisdom and help and strength, but he loves us. He's committed to us and committed to bringing us through all these things with triumph. So he's a wonderful person, and it's worthwhile to get to know him.
Amen. Thank you for that, Anne. I was reminded recently of how spending time in Scripture is so vital, and when we don't even know what to pray, the Holy Spirit does that for us, even through groanings on our behalf. I think that is a very comforting thing, whether we're lonely or not. Do you have any other nuggets? Maybe someone's a new person walking with Jesus, and they don't know what to do, just maybe how their daily routine would be organized, of how they would grow to better know the Holy Spirit.
The first thing we need to do, I think, is just to make time to pray, and prayer is just talking to God. You just, like you would a friend, you know, and then Let him talk to you, and he does that through the Bible. So you open up your Bible and you read, and I think it's good to have a place where you're reading every morning, and maybe people listening just start with the Gospel of John, start with one of the Gospels, and just don't have to read a whole chapter, just a paragraph, and try to ask yourself what it's saying, and then what you think it means, and then how you can apply it to your life and live it out. And as you do that, you begin to know God and develop a relationship with Him. And the Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus said brings the things to mind that He's taught us and will open our minds to understand the Scriptures. And I don't understand everything I read, but I understand enough, you know, to develop and grow in my relationship with God. So I think prayer and Bible reading is critical, and then getting into a fellowship with other believers, a church that believes God's Word and loves God's Word and loves people, and that kind of fellowship can help you grow also. But for someone who maybe is faced with a crisis listening to us and they haven't done that, then just call out to Jesus. Just tell Jesus, I haven't spent time with you. I don't have that relationship that I need, but I want one, and I've got this crisis now, and I need your help. Please help me. And one of the names for the Holy Spirit is the Helper. And another name for Him is Standby. He stands by to help us when we call on Him.
Thank you for that word of encouragement.
Tracy, if I can add one thing, is that God is not inviting us into a denomination, an organization, a religion, a tradition. He's inviting us into a personal relationship. And you can't get more personal than Jesus in me. That's intimate, the Holy Spirit within us. And it's a wonderful treasure. So I just encourage people to get to know Him and to love Him and to rely on Him, and He'll carry you through life.
And where can people learn more about this latest book of yours, Jesus in Me?
Well, you can find it anywhere books are sold. And you can go to my website, anngrahamlotz.org, and we have free Bible studies. I have videos teaching you how to hear the whispers of the Holy Spirit.
That's author Ann Graham Lotz. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.